calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Hey, Pam.
Hi.
My name is Gray Henderson. I'm here in Mechanicsville, Virginia, and I think y'all double billed me by mistake. And anyway, I got the thing in the house here. Hold on.
All right. Can I just? What's your first and last name, sir?
What's that?
What's your first and last name?
Gray Henderson.
And you're calling about what, sir?
Is this power goods?
How much did you charge, sir?
Let's see, $50. Let's see. It was back on 2/19. I bought some. I got these little bulbs. It cost me some like $50-some.
All right. Can you verify your zip code?
23116. But anyway, they said I recharged. It was like 322. The same charge came back up again for some reason.
Okay, yes, sir. I do see the charges you were speaking of. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Yes, 8384 Wheeling Road, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116.
Yes, sir. And I do see... Bear with me one second. Let's see what's going on here, okay?
Yeah, because I already received the bulbs. You know, it was like a...
Yes, sir. So you ordered a foot massager from us for $7.45?
Yeah, that's
on the 31st of October. So you were enrolled in a membership that you get charged $56.95 a month until you cancel it for the online gadget store where you can order other gadgets such as Wi-Fi boosters, Wi-Fi boxes, all kinds of bulbs, all kinds of different gadgets. And you get a $125 gift certificate in the account every month till you cancel to use towards purchases.
Well, I didn't want any of that. How did I get stuck with that?
Because it was in the terms and conditions when you ordered that foot massager that if you didn't cancel within 48 hours, you'd be enrolled, but I can get it canceled.
Okay, because, the foot massager, that thing was a piece of junk. It didn't last 2 days, that little thing. But anyway, I paid, and so... Do I owe the seven? I'm still owe $7. You know, do I still owe $7.49 for the foot massager?
No, sir. That would pay for the foot massager. You're not paying for that. It was the enrollment for the membership every month to order other gadgets.
Right, but it was through Power Goods?
No, sir. We're through. How much was you charged through Power Goods?
$56.95.
Yes, sir. That's it. It's the merchant name of the company that sells the products.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that didn't tie it together because what it was, I ordered these special bulbs that go on a rechargeable handheld flashlight. That's what I bought some bulbs. That's what I bought from them people. And then I guess that thing came up behind us for $7.49 for the foot massager. And...
We've got you canceled now, and we won't ever charge you again.
Okay, so I don't still owe it, do I?
Well, I can give you a 35% refund on it, on the $56.95.
Well, I'm going to do it. I just dispute the thing.
You already disputed it, sir?
What's that?
Did you already dispute the charge?
Not yet. She told me to call back.
Okay. One second, I can get that $56.95 refunded.
Yeah, because I'm gonna. Yeah, please. You know, I'm retired. I can't afford that kind of stuff. The bulbs are way out of price range anyway for two little flashlight bulbs. You know. But anyway, I appreciate you if you can do that.
All right, it's refunded. It'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so why would it be back in my account? What's going to be back in my account?
The $56.95, I'm refunding that to your account.
Okay, but now, hold on.
We're canceling the membership and refunding your money.
Okay, but how much did I pay for the bulbs?
No, sir, you wasn't paying for a bulb. Those were... You didn't get any bulbs from us, sir. You got a foot massager from us, and we're the ones that charge you the $56.95. And we're refunding that.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay, I haven't paid it, so how can you refund it?
Yes, sir. It was paid on the 22nd of March. We're the actual company that charged you.
Yeah, it says, what was it? Somebody charged me. Yeah, it was $322.22. That's what the lady said.
Yes,
that's
sir, and I refunded it.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be zero anyway, basically.
Yes, sir, it'll go back to the card.
All right. You know, because I didn't use the card yet to pay it yet. You know, so it'll be nothing anyway. Just won't be anything on the card. Man, that's good. I appreciate it. I can't. That was driving me crazy. You know.
Well, we've got it taken care of now, sir. Sorry for the misunderstanding.
Hey, that's okay. I appreciate you doing that. And,
no problem.
I mean, y'all in California?
Yes, sir. We're based out of California.
Huh. How's the COVID stuff going out there? Everybody still getting sick?
Still masked up.
Yeah, well, you know what? You better stay that way. I was in the damn hospital for 11 days here with the COVID. I already had it once when it first came in the country. They thought it was pneumonia, bronchitis, and they treated it. I got rid of it. And then I went to the hospital for 11 days. But they say you can test positive from 6 weeks to 9 months after you get out of there. You know, after you recover. So there's people spreading it everywhere. If you ain't wearing a damn mask. You know, if you already
had
it.
Yeah, that's why we're using the mask, sir.
Man.
I'm not taking mine off.
It's true. I wouldn't either. You know, I don't go nowhere. I mean, somebody coughs, it's gone. You might breathe it in, you know, but you got your own germs. You keep them in your own head, you know.
Yes, sir.
And, it makes a big difference. All right, so what was your name again?
Pam.
Pam?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I appreciate you doing that.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you, bye.
All right.